You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So this comes from Allison, and she says, boys, our niece's wedding was in Oregon this past weekend. I wanted to ask you about something that happened. So, and you know, we're getting into wedding season, or actually we're well into wedding season now. So this is going to apply to some people who have got, I guess, weddings coming up in the next few weeks. How would you handle this? She says, our niece's wedding was in Oregon. I wanted to ask you about something that happened. Some extended family member showed up without ever doing the RSVP.
Dun, dun, dun.
My husband's sister, so that would be the mom of the bride, right, her niece? My husband's sister not only sent out invitations that specifically asked for an RSVP, she sent follow-up emails. This family showed up anyway, a family of four. Yeah. And my niece got flustered by it because the seating had to be adjusted for the reception and everything. At the time, my husband told his sister to send these people away and not feed them. And she said she couldn't do that because, you know, it's family. My husband volunteered to tell them for her. She said no, so she just accommodated them. On our trip home, we talked about whether or not you can refuse to accept people who don't RSVP. My husband said you absolutely kick them out, and I tend to agree with his sister that you just have to allow for people being boobs.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
If you talk about this, thank you. I love your show. Allison, we love you back.
So it's easy to say when you're spouting off and you're in the moment and you're mad. I mean, when somebody shows up and they didn't RSVP, you're not going to be like, you need to leave.
Well, that's the thing, especially when you're talking about a wedding where do you really want, you know, there's already too much drama at weddings as it is or based, you know, around them. Do you want to add more?
Probably not. But then again, like, the weddings are expensive. Food is expensive. You plan for certain amounts and then you got a family of four that rolls in expecting, you know, all the services. That's just a solid jerk family move right there. Solid move.
Definitely. Here's the thing. I don't think anyone is going to argue about whether or not it was, you know, a jerk move by these people. But then, but the question is, what do you do about it?
Yeah. What do you do about it? I mean, Do you stop inviting them to things, or the next time you do invite them, do you reach out to them specifically and say, hey, remember what happened last time? Are you going to be here? I don't know, man. It's funny because we are involved in multiple RSVP events throughout the years because I have young kids and there's 9,000 birthday parties that happen. I mean, my God, we're going to be doing another one for my son here in a few weeks. And I get irritated with the opposite when somebody does RSVP and then you plan on them being there, you're planning food and everything, and then they don't show up. Because a lot of times that happens. They'll be like, yeah, we'll be there, plan on it. So you're like, you know, you get your little party favors together. You plan on, you know, a cake that'll feed 15 kids versus 10 or whatever. And then they don't show up and you're spending all this extra money. And they're no-shows. That's a jerk move. Do people just not get the RSVP anymore? Do they just don't understand how it works?
Well, I'm afraid to say what I'm truly thinking, but I will say it anyway because I tend to do that on this show, and that is, it has become more and more and more of a self-centered society, and so it really shouldn't surprise anybody anymore, because everyone, it's like I call it center of the universe people. And, you know, center of the universe people can't be bothered to worry about what your requirements are. And people are just, they're just rude, right? People are rude today than, look, there's a lot of fantastic people. Don't get me wrong, but the percentage of people who are just ultimately incredibly rude is really expanding.
Manners have kind of gone out the window.
They have. It's considered, you know, passe and old fashioned and stuff like that. And I'm just going to show up. It's all about me. And I'm just going to storm in and you got to feed me and blah, blah, blah. They don't care. You know, until it happens to them, right? If the same family, it's a family of four, so let's assume that they're throwing a wedding for one of those kids, then let's see how they would handle it.
Right. And then they'll be on next door spouting off. I had a wedding. So and so showed up.
Freaking next door. Man, oh man, the text messages are hilarious. We're going to go to the phones in just one moment, but I got to read two of these text messages that are making me laugh. I love them so much. Kathy said, my daughter's wedding was a no children wedding. The on-site wedding coordinator didn't want to handle the situation, so I was the one to head to show the door to the work friend who brought the girlfriend and baby.
Bad mama jamma right there. Get out of here.
Maybe text of the day so far goes to Julie from Denver, who says, four people who did not RSVP? That's a card table, four chairs, and a bag of food from Mickey D's.
That's right. A couple people said that. They said, like, have a table set off to the side for people that just showed up then. That's, like, way out of the way and in a corner and just
you could
shame them. It's the
table. Put a sign over it that says the no RSVP table.
We just show up table.
These are the pop-ins.
Yeah, the pop-ins. Mike said, it's family. You bend over and just take it in the tailpipe. Do you, though, just because it's family? I said, how many times do you have to do that before you say enough is enough? Your family's taking advantage of you.
Yeah, I rarely fall back on that. It's family thing. I think, you know, if you're going to straighten anybody up, it should be family.
Yeah, because they'll just take advantage of you over and over and over then.
Let's take a call. This is Jackie who wants to sound off. Jackie, what do you think about Allison's situation here?
Oh, I had to call in. This fires me up so much.
Yeah, preach it, girl.
People do this.
Preach it.
You got the floor.
So we had our wedding. We had 250 people, which probably 200 of them were family. And, you know, the RSVPs came back at like 175. But pretty much all the people showed up in family. And that was like 27, 28 years ago.
My God.
And I mean,
you're still mad about it.
Fired up, apparently. Did you call them out?
A century later, you're still mad.
Did you confront them at the wedding, or what did you do?
No, because I just, you know, it's my day, and I didn't want to. But let me tell you, after a shot of tequila later, after the band started playing, I was like, you know what? I am going to confront these people, but I didn't.
You didn't even RSVP.
Jeremy and I got all excited. We thought there was going to be a scrap at your wedding.
You ruined my wedding.
Oh, I was just like, I wish somebody would have done it for me, like passively, aggressively. I could have, like, you know, manipulated somebody to say, hey, go tell them to get the hell out of here.
How did you, like, deal with the food and stuff? Then was there enough food for everybody or drinks?
Luckily, I mean, well, and we even had like an open bar type of thing to a point. When we had, you know, when it ran out, it was done. But somehow we made it work. But you know, we were paying for it. We didn't have any assistance.
Sure.
So.
Yeah.
Part of that whole, you know, self-centered, narcissistic, center of the universe is what people don't take into account is that someone's having to pay for your ass doing this.
Exactly. And, you know, and it also goes on to a whole other topic you guys need to do is also people who don't send thank yous.
We've talked about that. I make my kids sit down and write thank yous for every little thing that they get. And I'm like, this is proper etiquette. You write a thank you note and send it off if somebody does something nice for you.
Jackie, you might even be thinking about it in terms of your wedding from 25 plus years ago or whatever. What do you think the numbers for thank you cards would be today? You know?
Oh, like gosh.
A third of people, maybe?
Well, how about a thank you text, even? I mean, is that...
You know, I even did like a Facebook post one time and said, hey, have things changed? I mean, like, is a thank you card not a thing anymore? Because same thing, our kids, graduation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just nice.
You send it out. Yeah. And it's just irritating. So I'm like, okay, I sent the one gift and then you have another kid or you have another birthday. Forget it. They get nothing because you blew it.
Hey, have you sent us a thank you card, Jackie, for, you know, putting on a decent show? I mean, I haven't seen that come through in the mail.
You know what? I will do that today. Yes.
All right.
Mail's a card.
I'll be looking for it.
You are absolutely delightful, Jackie. Yeah. Thank you for calling. We hope you have a fun weekend. Okay?
Nice meeting you.
Thanks. Hey, and I'm in the ranch, by the way. It was kind of spooky yesterday. So
did you get hit?
Everything okay? What's the worst damage you got?
You know what? We were very, very lucky. We had a window well in the basement start filling up with water. And after we just had a pipe burst in December from the freeze. And so I was like, oh, God, not another insurance claim. But we were good, thank God. But that's we have good. Some friends that we will be doing, you know, chainsawing and helping them. And
there you go.
We were lucky, thank God.
Yeah, thank goodness. Scary stuff.
Listen, you have a great weekend. Thank you for your time today.
Thanks, boys. Love you.
Kisses.
Love you back. We love you. We don't care. Who knows?
I like her.
Oh, that's a great call.
I like Jacob.
You're not gonna change
says,
it's again, you're not going to change anybody's behavior, but we can still bitch about it.
I love Jacob's text that's you know, referring to the people that showed up that didn't RSVP, and he says they were probably wearing pajama pants, too.